Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to the folks that live in the caves beyond the mountains, the caves beyond the mountains and near the great river. Good morning to the people that are going to live in those caves soon. They shall be the remnant of the human glumpus. They will represent 40,000 years of history. They will stand forth before the throng. They will be known as the Quadrazak Freaks. Yes, good morning. It is almost 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time in the great state of Utah. Utah, where the Utahians are currently already up. They've been out in the fields. They've been watering the crops. They've been ensuring that the alfalfa yield will be 800% this year. So the choco rations go up. So everything will be okay. Everything's fine. It's Wednesday, June the 2nd, 2021, in the age of Boblimpdoc. Can you feel it? Can you sense the coming, storm? Indeed, it is today, as of this recording, June the 2nd, Wednesday, hump day, 2021, in the time of Boblimpdoc. It's almost 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, but if you are listening on shortwave radio, 5950 kilohertz out of WRMI Miami Okeechobee, from the swamps of Okeechobee down to the tip of Mexico, everything's flowing in that swamp, baby. You can taste the sky blood. You can sense the creatures getting ready to attack. And if you are listening on shortwave radio, 5950 kilohertz out of WRMI Miami Okeechobee, the notes for this broadcast can be found by going to dfgtc.org/show notes. That is Delta Foxtrot Golf Tango Charlie .org/show notes. And if you pick the right date of the right broadcast, utilizing advanced temporal time travel technology, You can listen to this sometime in the future. As radio waves bounce down from space, it's your problem. That's your problem if the aliens arrive. First topic, and this is a weird topic, and I don't know how to talk about it, so I'll just get out of the way. I started a project a few weeks ago, in the first week of May, and I was in Vegas to do some of the work, and now I'm back in Utah. And it's going to be fine. I need to deliver something to my boss around 4th of July weekend that he can test with, and I can do that. I can reach that goal. I can also tell you that I suffer from depression periodically, and in the last couple weeks, I've been kind of depressed pretty much since I got back from Vegas. And so my productivity has been crap for the last couple weeks, and it's not the end of the world. I know what I need to get done. I know what I have to do. Lots of people suffer from depression, and lots of people power through it. You do the best you can. Of course, some people will say you should go to your doctor and get Prozac or Bliblozec or Happy Joyzenex or Mr. Smiley. Every week, there's a new Mr. Smiley, time-released to bring you the joy. Every week, there's a brand new pill. Every week, there's a brand new shill. They tell you you just go to the doctor and get whatever pill the pharmaceutical companies say you should take. It's a lot like the vaccine thing. No, yeah, there's no reason to be depressed. Everything is so great. Everything is so wonderful for everybody all the time that you have no reason to be depressed. Ergo, it's a sickness. Well, I'm going to say something that probably nobody wants to hear. Yes, indeed, depression is a burden, and if you want to call it a mental illness, feel free. But to abstract it away from the world we live in, to separate it from this ridiculous monkey orgy neo-Stalinist hellhole that we find ourselves in, is a kind of ignorance. Yes, indeed, there are people who are born prone to depression, and it is true that environment and diet, and the kind of water you drink, and the music you listen to, and the radio waves you receive, blah, 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 all of those things maybe can, could, I don't know, contribute to depression. I don't know, my friends. But what I can say is that in my life, I've suffered from severe depression every 8 to 10 years since I was 16, plus or minus. Not a perfect decadal thing, but kind of a decadal thing. And usually, the depression coincided with something significant in my life or going on, you know, in the world. I don't know what that means. If you want to tell me it means something, that's fine. This last depression began in 2009, roughly around the time a business situation blew up in my face. And in some ways, it never ended. You know, people have challenges, people deal with death, people deal with loneliness, people just deal. And if you suffer from depression, you deal with it as best you can. You try to cause as little damage as possible. Ideally, there'd be a way to live in this world where you're not expected to be happy and shiny and Mr. Smiley all the time. After 2020, I get really upset when people talk to me about depression. Not because I think it's good to be depressed, but because after 2020, a lot of people are probably severely depressed, including people that had never suffered from it before. One of the outcomes of trauma-based mind control, one of the outcomes of what we've been going through with all these psyops and all these lies and all this fear-mongering, every day a new fear, a new threat, white supremacists, BLM, Antifa, the COVID's here, the COVID's there. Every day we're told about a new fear. Stay home. Don't go anywhere. Don't talk to anybody. And don't you dare go to church. And if you do go to church, make sure you go to a 501c3 tax-exempt church, because we guarantee they will promote the propaganda. They will promote the lies. The thing about the COVID, especially you, the COVID is kind of cool, I almost said kind of cool. That was a Freudian slip, because I think some of you do think it's kind of cool. The thing about some of you people who think the COVID is kind of real, like it might be a little bit real, is that you're not using your logical brains. Brothers and sisters, there are bacteria and viruses and fungi and single-celled organisms all around you. Every day of the week, 24/7. There are so many different kinds that there are kinds they have not discovered. Which means there are viruses out there floating around, and sometimes they get into your body and nobody knows what they are, and guess what? You didn't die. If you want to spend your whole life afraid of germs, you picked the wrong planet, Boblimpdoc. This is not Planet Clean Room. Planet Clean Room, where you have no germs, is Venus. You want to go to a clean room? Want to go to a place where I can guarantee you there are no germs? Go to the place that melts lead. That'll work. But if you're living on planet Earth, guess what? No matter how much you wash your hands, no matter how many poisons you put in your body, no matter how much toxic gunkus you use to rid your environment of germs, germs are always going to be there. And in fact, the most likely outcome of using the bleach and the chemicals, the most likely outcome is you're going to kill the little creatures that are there to help you. Because here's another thing, newsflash. Not all these germs are your enemies. Some of these little creatures keep you alive. If they go away, you die. Some of these creatures live in your gut. If they go away, you die. Some of these creatures live in the soil. If they go away, you die. We die. We all die. Some of these creatures do all kinds of critical things. In fact, if they were not there, if they weren't all around us all the time, this world would be a biotoxic garbage dump on its way to Venus. But there's no germs on Venus, right? That's great. Bring your suntan lotion. Bring your, cube of butter. You're gonna be roasted like a pig. But there are no germs on Venus, you germaphobe freak. So yeah, I suffer from depression. The last year was bogus. If you believe the COVID is kind of real, you need to ask this question. it, to me, how real do you think it is? Do you think it's real enough that it threatens anybody? If the answer is zero, then from a mathematical and logical perspective, it is not a threat. It is not a pandemic. It is not a plague. So you're left with, well, what about Hanlon's razor, Dan? Isn't it true that the best explanation is incompetence? Why would you ever? You need to think about this. If you're a voter and your argument is Hanlon's razor, then you are like three levels of stupid. Three levels of stupid. Because if you truly believe the best explanation for all this wretched shit is incompetence, why do you pay your taxes? Why do you vote? Why do you support this wretched system? It's not getting better. It's not getting smarter. The King County Metro bus signs are telling you the bus schedules 2 years ago. That's reality. Wake up. But on the other hand, I would say the following. I don't think it's a big mistake. Do I think there's some super powerful cabal that runs everything? Not really. I just think there's a bunch of grifters that are about to get their goose cooked. And grifters will do whatever grifters need to do to avoid being killed. And if you grift the whole human race, if you do a con on every man, woman, and child, what do you think that looks like, brothers and sisters? And how do you think people respond to it? It's no accident that Fauci's being tossed under the bus. It's no accident that Bill Gates is being tossed under the bus. This was all part of the plan. But what I do think is interesting is it looks like things are taking too long. And this is in our favor. This is in our favor. This is called culminating too soon. In military science terms, this is exactly what happened to the Sixth Army before Stalingrad in 1942. They maxed out their resources, they maxed out their logistics before they could achieve victory. And because of that, they allowed the Soviets to counterattack. And from there, you have the defeat at Stalingrad of von Paulus and the Sixth Army, 1943. Right now, it looks like the nonsense is getting way too dumb. It looks like the new psyops are getting way too ridiculous. And yeah, they're tossing people under the bus for the same reason you'd probably toss somebody off the back of a canoe if it was being chased by a great white shark, you know, or trip someone if you're being chased by a grizzly. Grizzlies are starting to growl. People are beginning to realize something that I think I understood a few weeks ago, and I think people are beginning to get it. Biden is the mayor of Washington, D.C. He is Baghdad Bob. He is the guy telling you that everything's fine as the American tanks roll behind him. Biden is under siege. And the main reason for all these fear monkey psyops is because what Biden represents is under siege. President Biden is nobody. He's no more important than President Trump or President Obama. He is a play actor. He is a puppet. But what he represents is currently under threat. He represents authority. And people are seeing authority right now as this crazy old dude that lives at the end of the road telling people that Bigfoot is going to steal their cats. They are culminating before objective. This is good for us. Now, it's also potentially bad for us too. Because if they're culminating before objective, that means they're panicking. And panicky, crazy grifter types who have no souls and are mostly sociopaths, they're probably going to do whatever crazy sociopathic crap they can come up with. I mean, they did the COVID, brothers and sisters, the monkey herpes, the race war, the Trump trauma drama that never ended, the BS-16 insurrection honeypot. What don't you think they're willing to do? Where do you think their line is for these grifters? Do you think they have a line? I don't think so. So get ready, because whatever you think was over ain't over. It ain't over. Now, yeah, so I suffer from depression. Why am I talking about that? Well, I just felt like talking about it because it's been pretty bad the last couple weeks. And then today, this morning, you know, because I'm basically creating a new Twitter account every week now. So the most recent Twitter account, I encounter somebody from my recent past, not a good person, bad person thing, just a people thing. I'm not going to say too much, but I decide to follow this person. I ended up doing several podcasts with this person a number of months ago. If you are a logical person and you listen to my podcast, you can probably figure out who I'm talking about already. I had a kind of, I don't know how I'd put it. I had a kind of spat or grievance or issue with this person. I never fully explained it right. It happened, you know, in that sort of September time frame when I was, you know, like a lot of people, barely holding it together. And I'm doing better here in Utah, but I'm still kind of just holding it together. And it came down to the whole, well, they listen to you if you're white. They don't listen to you if you're black. And I decided to let myself get suckered a little, I guess, by that crap. And I got upset. And I said to myself, well, you know what? I've experienced enough BS in my life, which doesn't end, to know that it's probably not just that simple. As far as listening to me, like I said, I'm creating a new Twitter account every week now. My YouTube account, which is deeply shadow banned, is close to being fully banned because they know that I've figured out ways around their crap. I have emails that people say they sent me that don't get to me. I find out about phone calls where people said they tried to call and that said I was disconnected. And also, before I go too much further, I'm not special. If you think that I'm getting special treatment, I'm not. A lot of people in America today are put into boxes. They're put into boxes, they're constrained, they're limited. And that is actually a trivial thing to do with man-in-the-middle exploits. And if you control basically the whole network, which is what they do, they can do that. They can do a lot of stuff to put you in a box. It isn't a perfect box. It isn't a perfect cave. If it was, it would be too obvious. It's just good enough that if you're not willing to walk too far to the right or the left, you know, forward or backward, or to go too far above your current altitude or too far below, if you're willing to stay in the bubble, you just don't figure it out. You just assume that you're some piece of crap and everybody thinks you're an idiot. And maybe that's true. I gotta say, I don't really care. I just know it's not because I'm white. It's not because I'm a man. It's not because I'm a ginger. It's not because I'm Irish or Celtic or Scottish. It's not because I'm any of those things. The reason why they are blocking us, the reason why they're confusing us, the reason why they're doing all of this is because they are afraid of all of us. They're afraid of all of us. They're not afraid of some of us. They're afraid of every single one of us. They are a very tiny group of people. And they know that the level of anger that they've created through these phony psyops and these manipulations, they know the level of anger they've created that's below the surface is explosive. And they need you to hate each other. They need us to hate each other. They need us to turn on each other and think the other person's the enemy. And they're not. And so, yeah, a person I'd podcasted with, who I guess I had some issues with, I may do another podcast with, mainly because I want to see through this crap. I want to get beyond it. There's a lot of stuff right now that's out there to simply make us angry, to confuse us, to make us sad. We got to get through it. We have to push through it. We have to get beyond the fear. We will not survive if we don't. So yeah, there's a person I may be doing a podcast with next month. I can't do it this month. It's just too crazy. You'll find out when it happens. I've done several podcasts with him, and they're all available on SoundCloud and YouTube. And I'm thinking that maybe what happened a number of months ago was some kind of glitch. And I'm trying to basically do the best I can. If you're going to say, Dan, are you racist or not racist? Or do you think other people are racist? I think most people don't care. Most of the people I know are trying to survive. Most of the people I know are treading water. Most of the people I know are running faster on a treadmill and getting further behind. That's what I know. But most of them don't spend a millisecond thinking about stupid racist crap, stupid sexist crap, stupid transphobic, homophobic crap. Most of the people I know are just trying to survive. Next topic. So, Prime Day, Amazon Prime Day is coming up. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this topic. I saw the advertisement for Amazon Prime Day, and I was thinking about church. And when I say church, I don't mean a 501c3 church. I don't mean your Lutheran church, or your Episcopalian church, or your Catholic church, or your Greek Orthodox or Russian Orthodox church. I mean the Church of Jesus, the group of people that believe in Jesus Christ and worship with each other, and it could be at any of those churches or none of them, but I'm talking about the real Church of Jesus. And it's out there. It was always out there. But in the last year, it's been under attack. Christmas has been under attack. Easter has been under attack. The entire basis of Christianity has been under attack. But isn't it great news that we can celebrate Amazon Prime Day? Isn't it great news, brothers and sisters, that we have Amazon Prime Day to look forward to? That's wonderful. I mean, I think a lot of people probably killed themselves because their church turned on them. I think a lot of people took their lives because they were left alone and thought Christ abandoned them. But thank goodness we've got Amazon Prime Day. Wow, that's going to fix everything. Take your printed money. Take your home equity credit card. Take your Boblimpdoc. Take your bonds. Take your IRA. Take your pension fund. And shove it up your butt. Shove it up your butt. Amazon Prime Day. What a great celebration of something completely irrelevant. Next topic. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles, and I think we have a couple of them coming up. Bullshit moves faster than the speed of light. The truth takes a while. Dr. Freckles. That's right, Dr. Freckles. Bullshit moves faster than the speed of light. The truth takes a while. And if you're listening on shortwave radio, this is 5950 kilohertz, WRMI, out of Miami, Okeechobee. And if you're interested in the notes for this podcast broadcast, you can go to Delta, Foxtrot, Golf, Tango, Charlie, .org/show notes. And if you go there and pick the right date for the right show, you'll get the right notes. Bullshit moves faster than the speed of light. The truth takes a while. Dr. Freckles. Next topic. Yeah. Oh boy, this is a good one. So I watch YouTube once in a while, you know, YouTube, listen to video music, whatever. And they got these commercials, and some of them are just totally ridiculous, and it makes you realize that Susan Wojcicki, the CEO of YouTube, is a total tool head, a complete imbecile, because if any of the hypocritical crap that she spouts were true, most of these commercials would be banned. They most of them sell you on a lot of just terrible ideas, some of which could be harmful. Thank you, Susan Wojcicki, you piece of crap. Anywho, there was this one commercial that said, some people have a secret bathroom habit that keeps them effortlessly thin. Some people have a secret thing they do alone on the pot. Some people go into the bathroom and they do something special. Some people go in there and lose some weight. Now, I don't really know what the secret bathroom habit is. I can tell you that when I was in high school, the secret bathroom habit that a lot of women used, or I should say young women or girls, and this isn't cool and this is very unhealthy, was something called anorexia. Or in essence, they would just vomit up their food. And this is really bad for you. It's bad for you for all sorts of reasons, but it's just plain bad. But there's a secret. Well, but that's not really a secret, though, is it? Is that a secret habit? No, it's a habit that people keep a secret because they're in a situation where they need psychological help. That's why it would be a secret. I don't know what secret habit you have for staying effortlessly thin. Here's my secret for losing weight. Eat less, exercise more, and make sure the food you consume isn't total garbage. There it is. There's the answer. There's the secret. Eat less, don't eat garbage, and try to get some activity. If you do those things, you're going to lose weight. If you don't do those things, I have no idea how you're losing weight. Next topic. Another quote from Dr. Freckles. The Libertarian Party is the worst party except for all others. And of course, that's a play on the famous Churchill quote, you know. Democracy is the worst form of government with the exception of all others, which I got to translate that ridiculously poncy British crap into something simpler that means the same. Democracy sucks. All other governments suck more. Ergo, government sucks. That's really the punchline of that famous Churchill quote. Yeah, the Libertarian Party sucks, except for every other party sucks more. I used to be a libertarian. You know, I describe my journey to being an anarchist, to being a voluntarist, to believing in real freedom as being on a train ride. I got on the train, you know, in 1985 as a small government George F. Will Republican. And I've told this story before. Got on the train heading to George F. Will, small government Republican land. And then I got there and found out that was BS. And then I got back on the train. And then I arrived in Libertarianville. And it looked really great. Until Gary Johnson said, "Bake the cake." Oh, Dan, you must hate gay people. No, I don't. It's just that if you're a libertarian, you have to defend people's right to exist however they want to exist. And if they want to have a racist or homophobic bakery, let me let you on a little secret. By making that decision, they reduce the number of people that are going to buy food there. Which also means, logically, that decision's called a bad decision. And that will lead to that business going out of business as it should be. If you create a business that antagonizes its, you know, customers, which is pretty much all of healthcare at this point, that business deserves to cease to exist. That business deserves to go away. If you create a business that antagonizes and intimidates and attacks its customers, the only way you could possibly exist would be to be in a neo-Stalinist hellhole like the United States right now. Then I guess you got no problem. You can be as abusive as you want to be. Because in a neo-Stalinist hellhole, comrade, you have Amazon and you have Amazon Prime. In a neo-Stalinist hellhole, you have Blue Cross, and you have, you know, Blue Shield. In a neo-Stalinist hellhole, you have a few more choices than a regular old-fashioned Stalinist hellhole, but it's still a Stalinist hellhole. Okay, next topic. Fear. Your fear of the state. This is another quote from Dr. Freckles. Your fear of the state is a stone you can hold on and drown, or you can let go and fly. Yeah, you can let go and fly. You can hold on to your fear of the government because you think it's so powerful and so effective. But if you are a voluntarist, an anarchist, an ANCAP, a libertarian who's actually a libertarian, an Austrian, if you recognize how incompetent and fragile and stupid the government is, why are you ever going to be afraid of it? I'm not saying don't treat it with caution, okay? If you're in the Australian outback and you go near a pond, be careful. There are saltwater crocodiles. And no matter how intelligent you are, it could still kill you and eat you. So you kind of have to treat the government the same way. It's a giant crocodile. It's diseased and cancerous, and most of its insides are parasites now. So its only fluid motion is the result of a chaos, a cacophony of madness and incompetence amongst millions of parasites. That's the giant crocodile. It's dangerous. It could definitely fall on top of you and kill you, but it's not that smart. And what it really wants is for you to be afraid. So if you're one of those folks that claims to be a decentralized type, but you're afraid of the government, why? I think that your paradigms are flawed, okay? Yes, avoid the government. Yes, don't play in their pond because it's a stupid pond filled with poison. But you can avoid it. You can choose to not interact with it. You can do smart things vis-a-vis the government. And frankly, we could all get a lot smarter. Your fear of the state is a stone tied around your neck. You can sink to the bottom of the sea and hold on to your Stockholm syndrome and your monkey herpes and your race war and all the other little fear monkeys you need. Or you can let go and you can fly. But that's your choice, buddy. Next topic. It's another quote from Dr. Freckles. Hunter S. Thompson was right. Vegas isn't a city. It's a hallucination. I don't think I'm going to spend a lot of time on this one. I was in Vegas for a couple weeks ago. It was good and bad. And I'm glad about the good parts. I'm not so glad about the bad parts. It's not a city for me. I think 3 or 4 days after day zero, it's not going to be much of a city for anyone. And I do believe that Vegas represents the Wile E. Coyote syndrome almost better than any other place, with the exception of maybe some West Coast cities like Seattle or San Francisco or Los Angeles. And the Wile E. Coyote syndrome, and I sometimes refer to it as the stranded unconscious skier, it basically amounts to thinking everything is fine when in reality you're pretty much functionally dead. Vegas is at best a week away from being a pile of corpses. It is. It is not a place you want to be, because there's more people than food or water or shelter. And when I say shelter, I mean shelter with air conditioning. Because the fact is, people start to die above a certain temperature. It's just sort of a scientific thing. It's a little bit more real, maybe like 50 trillion times more real than your COVID fear. Okay, it's called dying of thirst. You will die of thirst in a few days. You will die of heat stroke in a few hours if you can't keep your outside temperature below a certain threshold. Vegas is a hallucination. Next topic. So in recent days, and even today, I've spoken about some of this depression, anxiety I've felt. I know I'm not alone. I've talked to a lot of people out there. There's one person in particular. I don't know if this person's angry with me. I kind of wanted to help out a couple weeks ago, and I just don't have the resources. All I can say is, I know I'm not alone. Okay, these times are tearing people apart. These times are tearing families apart. Many of you don't want to hear this, but it is in prophecy. This is in prophecy, okay? The things that are going on is in prophecy. Does that mean we're in the end times? No. It just means that tearing people apart, brother against brother, sister against sister, this is in the Bible. If you don't believe it, then go to one of your 501c3 arena churches, go talk to Mr. Preacher BMW, have him tell you about BMW Jesus, and you can have your New Age lie until outer space Jesus gets here. But there's a lot of division, and it is no accident that these psyops have tremendous amounts of division built into them. Us versus them, inside versus outside, one sex, one gender versus another, nothing but division, racial division, you name it, lots of division, and all of this is in prophecy. So I've had this weird feeling in recent weeks, and I've talked to some friends, some friends who are not religious like me, some friends who are not Christians. I've spoken with them, and they have expressed a similar feeling. It's like Christmas, okay? It is. It's totally like Christmas, but not. It's like Christmas because you expect something. It's like Christmas. You expect, you know, you expect the twinkly toes and the Santa Claus and the magical reindeer. It's like Christmas because you feel a sensation that there'll be a pitter-patter on your roof and you're going to get some goodies, but it's not. I mean, I think it's Christmas for some people coming, but not for people like us. I call it satanic Christmas because I do think there's a good chance that we are in the end times. I think that it's 50-50 at this point. But I also think that if you lived in the 14th century and if you asked somebody in the 1350s if it was the end times, they might have given the same answer. Maybe not in the same way, but they might have given a similar answer. Okay? So you have to always ask the question, are you representing this as being so significant and so special that it represents the epic? And my answer is, I don't know. The book tells me I can't know. It's in the book. It's in the Bible. No matter what prophecies you read, no matter your intuition, I don't care how smart you are, in the Bible it says explicitly, you will not know the time. You will not know the day. And I don't believe that Jesus was a liar. So I'm fairly certain that Jesus was telling it exactly like it is. You will not know the time. You will not know the day. That means that the end times could be now. It could be 1,000 years from now. It could be next week. Who knows? I don't have that answer, but I feel as if something's coming. The level of apprehension and anxiety, the level of stress, the level of expectation. And then you've got all the weird alien stuff. You know, hey, the government's coming out that aliens are real. Why do you trust them? Especially, you know, let's ignore the people that vote for a second. If you're listening to this broadcast and you're an anarchist, libertarian, ANCAP, if you're a believer in liberty, if you just want to be left alone, if you have a Gadsden flag on your property, why do you believe the government one way or another? If they tell you that aliens don't exist, why do you believe them? If they tell you they might exist, why do you believe them? Why? I just need to understand this because it makes no sense to me. You're critical of the government, but then you have your favorite little mythology, and that's when the government might be telling the truth. Really? That's what happened to a lot of you germaphobe libertarians and germaphobe anarchists out there. The government gave you a germaphobe nightmare. They told you there was a magical monkey herpes, a COVID, a Rona going around the world, murdering puppies, murdering cats, firing nail guns into the back of bankers' heads, driving cars over accountants' bodies. If you're an anarchist, if you're a libertarian, if you believe in human liberty, if you're just a small minarchist government Republican, why do you believe any of the nonsense the government tells you? Well, I know somebody that works for NASA. You know what? It seems like everybody knows a guy that works for NASA. Kind of like the stories my dad used to tell about the dude that ran his car on water. I think it sounds great, but I'd love to meet the guy and not just the guy telling me about the guy. Satanic Christmas is coming, I think. It's not going to be a good Christmas, and it could in fact have some pretty terrible stuff before it. Like, this summer could be the summer where the things go really, really, really bad. And so we're ready when spaceship Jesus arrives. And that's what I'm thinking now. My intuition tells me that if these are the end times, the Antichrist is going to be a space traveler. You guys have been set up for that. Yeah, he'll claim to be a human and he'll claim to be our real father. He'll give us all the mythology to convince you that Jesus was bad. But spaceship, outer space Jesus, the Antichrist, is coming on a starship. I would contend that spaceship Jesus is late, but I think that's part of the plan too. The thing that people don't really get about Satan, especially the Satanists, they don't really get it, is that Satan hates his followers more than he hates everybody. Like, he just hates people, period. He hates every person. It's called jealousy. He hates every single human that was ever born. But what Satan hates more are the bootlickers who lick his boots. This is what Bill Gates, this is what, you know, these other bozos don't get, Anthony Fauci, you name it. They think that they're protected. I'm sure John Podesta believes that he is protected by spaceship Jesus, but he's not. So in a weird way, I could imagine that Starship Jesus pulled his spaceship over, parked it behind the moon. He's just sitting there, drinking demon whiskey, laughing at the humans who think he's their friend. Next topic, and given the time, could be the last topic, maybe a couple more, I don't know. This is a quote from Dr. Freckles. Social justice warrior, you are the tyrant of time, everybody's life sucked in different ways. Dr. Freckles, what does that mean? Well, that one's a little bit weird and convoluted, so let me explain it. Everybody says nobody has it worse than them. Well, not everybody. I guess we all kind of feel sorry for ourselves sometimes. But when people really feel sorry for themselves, whether it's a person or a dog or a cat or any other animal, the basic thought is nobody has it worse than me. Now, when your common sense returns and you manage your pain, you come to the realization that as bad as it is, a lot of people do have it quite bad. And if you're an American, you need to understand that no matter how bad it is for you right now, and it could be really bad, there are people around the world where it's way, way worse. Way worse. If you do a little traveling, you'll come to understand this. Now, does that mean it's okay that your life has become a shambles? No. But if you're convinced that because the color of your skin, your gender, your age, whatever, that you're being singled out, you're not. The people that run the world are taking a wrecking ball to everybody's life right now. That's A. And B, things have been hard throughout history. Sometimes I guess you could say there are times, you know, pastoral times, calm times, peaceful times, maybe Canterbury Tale times. I don't really know. A lot of people who don't understand the Middle Ages think of the whole Middle Ages as being bad, but that's not actually true. In fact, there was a period of time called the High Middle Ages, and yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they weren't a bit high too. The High Middle Ages, where they built universities and hospitals. The High Middle Ages, where they built giant cathedrals. The High Middle Ages, where they built engineering projects, and they actually invented things like the CAM, C-A-M, the High Middle Ages. The CAM that allows you to translate rotational work into reciprocating work. And you'd say, well, Dan, what's the big deal about translating rotational work into reciprocating work? Well, the difference is you can do more with it. Like with a CAM, you can have a hammer that's powered by a windmill that pounds things, for example. With a CAM, you can actually run a printing press. You can do other types of things. You can run a saw that goes up and down with a CAM. The CAM allows you to do different kinds of things. And the CAM was a significant invention of the High Middle Ages. So when people look at the Middle Ages, they'll say, well, holy crap, it was all bad. It wasn't all bad. It wasn't all good. It was life. Pick any time, pick any role, pick any accidental birth. Some people's lives are monstrously terrible, brothers and sisters. Some people's lives are spent in luxury. It all means the same thing. And if you're a Christian and you haven't read the whole book of Ecclesiastes yet, ding, 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 time's running out. I'd recommend, if you haven't read the Bible in a while, I only recommend right now, at this moment, one book you read, the book of Ecclesiastes, the whole thing. If you're a social justice warrior and you think that for some particular reason human history pointed their finger at you and doomed you, grow up. You are not doomed. You are not doomed. You started dying the day you were born. This life is an ice cream cone. Sometimes people's ice cream cones are crappy. It's like it fell on the ground, it's got ants on it, and they still hand it to you and say, you better take this and go. And some people have the ice cream cone that's dipped in chocolate, and it's really tasty and really, really special. Some people know how to eat their ice cream cone for 100 years, and some people eat it in 30. And if you believe you have an answer to who lived their life on planet not Eden the best way, you don't get it. And if you're a Christian and you don't understand what I'm saying, please read the book of Ecclesiastes a couple times. And if you're a social justice warrior and an atheist, even though you don't believe in God, please read the book of Ecclesiastes a couple times. Coming down to the end of the hour, and I have one last quote from Dr. Freckles. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles, laughter, knowing you learn something without being killed. Now, I discussed this one in the past, and I think there might even be one or two Dr. Freckles quotes that are similar. But I've thought a lot about humor in the context of reasoning about the world, humor in the context of learning. And it seems to me that laughter is like a way of saying, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that didn't happen to me. Oh my gosh, oh, that's so embarrassing. I can't help but look. That's so funny. I better check my underwear. Laughter is knowing you learn something without being killed. That's laughter. That's comedy. That's funny. It's funny because it didn't happen to you. And you say, well, Dan, that sounds like that's humor based upon people being victimized. No. And I say once again, please read the book of Ecclesiastes. If you want to say you're a victim of causality, you're a victim of history, and everybody is. The moment you were born, you're a stone that was thrown into the world, a la Heidegger. And you're drifting through space and time, and absent any basis of faith in something, all you have is drifting through space and time. If you're going to think your particular asteroid is any more doomed than anyone else's, you are a fool. I have known people that have lived 10 minutes. Well, not 10 minutes, that's an exaggeration. I have known people that have lived short lives. And probably live full lives. I've met people that have lived long lives and seem miserable as heck. I have known lots of people who did the burnout fast thing, the burnout slow thing. The only conclusion I can come to is how you live your life on Earth, as long as you don't harm other people, is your own business. There is no magical way to eat the ice cream cone. That's the answer of the book of Ecclesiastes. Now, you should have faith in God. You should respect your neighbor. You should, in my opinion, follow the non-aggression principle. You should avoid harming people. There are some basic things that you should do, but everything else is judgment. And sometimes really foolish people, sometimes funny, foolish, ridiculous people live a really long life. And sometimes really serious, methodical, think it through, plan it out people live a short life. And if you believe there's a rhyme or a reason or a secret that only some people know when they go into the bathroom, you are a fool. This is not a special secret. Life isn't just hard. Life isn't just easy. But life is amazing. Every second, every minute, the good ones, the bad ones, the painful ones, the lonely ones, life is amazing. That's the riddle, that's the answer, that's the secret. Coming to the end of the hour, brothers and sisters out there in Boblimpdoc land, if you're listening on shortwave radio, this is 5950 kilohertz, WRMI, out of Miami, Okeechobee. If you're listening on shortwave, the notes for this show can be found by going to dfgtc.org/shownotes. That's Delta, Foxtrot, Golf, Tango, Charlie.org/shownotes. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for connecting. I want to thank you for being out there in a shortwave radio and tuning it in. I want to thank you for connecting to me on CB radio. If you ever hear Dr. Freckles out of Utah and you're on shortwave or CB radio, guess who it is, buddy? Dr. Freckles. I'm on the channel. Channel 27, 28, 26 is really great. I'll be there. And you can hear from me, my friends, sometime in the future. My secret habit for effortlessly losing weight.